Well, can everybody hold their hands up for a minute? Just your fingers. Okay, stop moving all your fingers. Just your thumbs now. Those are for the you have an iPhone. You're going to look at your Bible on the iPhone because you're going to need your fingers tonight. We got a few verses we're going to look at, but I trust you'll be blessed. I didn't realize in the children's song it says we declare praises unto the Lord, and again, declaring is a big part of tonight's sharing that I'm going to present to you. The title of tonight's sharing is Jesus' Seven Declarations. Jesus' Seven Declarations. We'll see how they are a part of his identity. When it comes to the declarations of a son of God, what are we declaring? Question mark. What are we declaring in our lives? Maybe you forgot to even declare something, but you know what? I hope tonight's sharing will be a great reminder to do so. We also declare our identity in Jesus. Heavenly Father, I declare that my identity is in alignment with Jesus Christ. This last weekend, Shanti and I went to, like she mentioned, an event in Houston called Joy Fest. What an appropriate name it was. We and all the believers there enjoyed a wonderful weekend filled with so much joy, and it was an uplifting time with everyone there. It's something that we will not forget for sure, but one of the topics was our declarations of how we see ourselves, and that's a big deal. So it inspired me to put something together tonight, and God said, make sure you can write fast because I'm going to show you a bunch of things. But what declarations should we be making is the question before us. What declarations should we be making? And look, there's plenty of them that you can do. But nonetheless, step out with a believing heart and make them. The declarations we make become our identity. I don't know if you've ever realized that, but the declarations we make become our identity, and the world would like nothing better than for us to declare what it thinks of us. As one of the speakers would say after a statement in the weekend at the Joy Fest, let's just laugh at that. When we say, I am, what do we confess and declare about ourselves? I am what? I'm a son of God. For starters, I'm a daughter of God. But there's a lot of other things that can come after those two words, I am. We must always remember who we truly are. That's a good starting point. Who you truly are. And that should make your heart just leap with joy. Maybe when we wake up each morning, we can make a declaration for that day, saying, I am, and then you fill in the blank. It's not difficult, and then maybe have your prayers. Now, the I ams of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before I get into these seven, the definition of declaration. The act of stating or making known something clearly, often in a public way. Did Jesus speak in public? I can't hear you. Did you?
Yes.
Absolutely. He not only spoke in public, he healed in public. He delivered in public. He guided in public. He was crucified in public. It proclaims the truth, period. Okay, here we go. The first I am is, I am the bread of life. And for this, everyone, would you please go to John 6:32. And bear with me, because we're going to be moving around here. Most of these records we're going to look at are in the book of John, but this one, 32. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Maybe they're expecting rye or pumpernickel, I don't know. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's a dynamic thing to say, but Jesus meant what he was saying, and it came true. Now let's go to verse 48 in the same chapter. It says, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live for how long?
Forever.
Forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Jesus Christ never said, Father, but what about this guy? He's a knucklehead. Or what about that person? They do this for the world, period. It's up to us to rise up to that. It's up to us to rise up to that. Go to John 8, please. And when you get there, go to verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. This is the one that's following that Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And this is number two, I am the light of the world. So you can see there where Jesus Christ is expressing this to those who would listen. And in John again, go to chapter 1. And in verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. All men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So this is something we can all look forward to and be a part of. It's interesting, that God created light, and then Jesus Christ, he begat Jesus Christ, who became the true light for all mankind. Hallelujah. Now, let's read John chapter 9 in verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And here's something that I believe God showed me when I was looking at these verses. In verse 4, Jesus says, the night is coming, and then no one can work physically. No one can work physically speaking. And then in verse 5, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, figuratively and specifically, is a metaphor, which means something used to represent something else. So he's talking about a physical darkness, but he came as the light spiritually for everyone. And I said, wow, I never looked at those two verses in that light. But God is amazing, and he's ready to show you so many things. Now we're going to go to number 3 of the I Ams. And here, this one is, I am the door. So, for this, please go to John chapter 10. Starting in verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter, a porter is someone who attends the door, small door somewhere, but anyway, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Isn't that amazing? And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they which he had spoke unto them. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Hallelujah. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find green pastures. Hallelujah. So, do we want to go into green pastures or a dry field? There's no other means that man can enter the kingdom of heaven except through who? Jesus Christ. It's not difficult, but God sent him for a purpose, and he's our purpose. The fourth I am is, I am the good shepherd. And for this, go to John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. So if there was a shepherd out there and his sheep were being attacked, he would stand in for them. Maybe even lose his life doing that. But that's what he does. That's what the good shepherd does. And now go to verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Jesus Christ knows you and I. And am known of mine, and we know him, right? We know him. As I was searching these verses, there's many, 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 many more. But I want to talk about gentleness and a great love. And for this, gentleness and a great love, please go to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. I'll read this out of the NLT. This really melted my heart to see this. Isaiah 40:11. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. That is just a super sweet way to put it, but that's what Jesus does. He's all about our hearts. And now, let's go to Ezekiel 34:12, please. Ezekiel 34 and verse 12. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. So just when you think you're lost, just say, Jesus, Help me get back on track. Give me your guidance. And you know what? He will. He will. And then along these lines, look at Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, we have a covenant with the Heavenly Father, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's what God wants from us, His love and obedience, and to do His will. And then go to 1 Peter 5, 4. 1 Peter 5, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So put away your buffing rags and all that stuff. It ain't going to fade. And, you know, you may say, I'm not deserving of that. God thinks so. Especially when you're listening to Him, believing in Him and Jesus Christ and doing His will. Yeah, there's something waiting for you in heaven. So, moving on. We're going to go to the fifth I am from our Lord and Savior, and that is, I am the resurrection and the life. Because He was raised, resurrected, we have life. That's what we have, is life. So please go to John 11. John chapter 11, verse 25. The NLT. Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. The world will not tell you that. Oh, he was a good guy. You know? Hope there's someone else that comes along like him. End of story. Verse 26. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die. Amen. Do you believe me, Martha, is whom he was talking to? Absolutely, absolutely. So you see, sometimes Jesus had to bring clarity to those he was speaking with, because sometimes it just didn't make sense to them. And Jesus, being a compassionate and loving Lord and Savior, he took the time out to digress. He took the time out to tell them in another way. He took the time out to tell them in a parable, if you will. The most important keys anyone has ever had are found in Revelation 1:18, please. You've lost your car keys, misplaced your house keys once in a while? These keys aren't misplaced or lost. They've been found. On Revelation 18, he that liveth and was dead. Who do you think they're talking about? Who do you think they're talking about? Jesus Christ. Okay? And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. So, if you see Jesus' head with a key ring on, that's fair. But no fear, no fear. I am, number six. I am the way and the truth and the life. And that's our theme verse right up on the screen. This is a powerful I am statement. It's packed with meaning. Jesus is not merely one way among many ways to God. He is the only way, period, exclamation point. And for this, let's look at John 14, 5. John 14 and talk unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Speaking of Jesus Christ. Because he was always doing his Father's will. The Father and I are one. We are one. It's just one of those realities that you just got to savor and marinate for a while on to realize just how powerful that is. And the last I am, number 7, is I am the true vine. And for this, John chapter 15, next chapter over, we're going to start in verse 1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Go down to verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. Well, absolutely. Verse 5. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, being honest, you can do nothing. You talk about being humble? I accept that. Metaphorical I am statement emphasizes the life-giving power of Jesus Christ. So, in conclusion, so when we say that I am statement, we can say I am a son of God. How about that? I am a daughter of God with great confidence. With great confidence. It's not something nice to say or, well, if I say this, they'll like me better. No. So all the fullness of God filleth all in all. So that you, those are the 7 things. I've got them noted. Come up later again, but it's a declaration that Jesus Christ gladly and fervently made to all those who would listen. And that's what we do. We're listening. So we need to get on board with those I ams and have our own I ams. We have the opportunity to make these declarations to have our own I am. So, let's pray. And before we end the recording, I want you to listen to this one song, specifically looking at the words, okay? Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us to declare the truths that you show us as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did. And there was great power and meaning behind those I ams. And I thank you for all that he's done, Father. And we are your sons and daughters. We do belong to you is one of our declarations. And Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So we thank you for all the truths in your word. For me, these truths so I can share them with my family. And Father, we never take your word for granted. And we put all our heart and believing in that truth so that one day we can help someone else become a part of your family. So we just thank you, Father, with all our heart for all the I ams Jesus stated and what they mean to us. In his name, amen. Please enjoy the
I'm amazed because you now have brought us joy. God is faithful and God is amazing. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to unmute.